Good afternoon from the sports team. Durban Supergiants are in Betway SA20 action tonight against the table-topping Paarl Royals. DSG have won just one match, have two more to go in the competition. They won their opening game at home against the Pretoria Capitals, but it hasn't been great watching since then. It's been a very disappointing tournament for DSG, who finished as the runners-up last season. And from a batting perspective, coach Lance Klusner says things could have been different.
If your batters are not scoring runs, your bowlers are always under pressure. So if I could put a finger on it, I think I would have fixed it. But it's really difficult sometimes. We could come back next month and people could be in form and it would be a different competition. And that's what franchise cricket is. You get a group of players and you hope they're in form, you know, and if they're not, you battle like we did. But as I said, you know, you can come back next week or next month and it'll be totally different.
Well, that one in Paarl starts at 5:30. Staying with cricket news, the Proteas under-19 women's team are into the T20 World Cup semi-finals. They're currently top of Group 2 in the Super Sixes, and they take on the USA in their final match until the last four tomorrow. And finishing with football, Man United boss Ruben Amorim has suggested that he'd rather put 63-year-old goalkeeping coach on the bench rather than Marcus Rashford.
It's the same situation for every player. If you do the maximum, if you do the right things, we can use every player. And you can see it today on the bench. We miss a little bit like pace to go, to change the game, to move some pieces. But I prefer like that.
Well, the England forward has not been involved in Man United's matchday squad for 6 weeks. And he was again left out for their 1-0 win over Fulham. Amorim has continued to question the 27-year-old's attitude. And there's 1 week to go until the January transfer window closes. So we'll keep an eye closely on Marcus Rashford and whether he'll be leaving Old Trafford. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.